star review.
Tim, man, let's see what he's going to know who it is.
Tim,
who was it?
I do think we've done that before, but
did we?
I think so.
Oh, I don't think we did that one. The one that I was looking at was I want my 20 minutes back.
Oh.
I don't think he's listening.
Timmy, who do you think that was?
He hasn't guessed, so he must be busy watching porn or something too. Wouldn't that be crazy if he was actually watching porn but listening to us?
Oh,
and like imagining
we gotta say it again.
God, oh Lord, really?
Okay. It's Farts. By Bob the Great 729. All he does is fart on his quote show, unquote. People call this entertainment? Come on.
I like his retard face when he does that.
Come on.
Come on.
To my elbow and my shoulder. Timmy, I ain't going to repeat it again.
No, we're not. Oh, he got it right.
Good
job. We won't say who it is because the people on the next show need to guess it if they even listen.
Good job. Pretty fucking obvious, though.
Right.
No, it ain't.
All right. So y'all want to do some phone calls?
Oh.
Speaking of the devil.
Welcome back.
Oh, and a gentleman caller. Satisfied.
That's hilarious.
That is.
I love it.
Big Fatty, you have the
Big Fatty,
best
could you put
timing.
Ever. Big Fatty, can you go on Twitter and tell everybody I heard elbow? Could you go on Twitter and tell everybody that we're here so people can listen to us?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want my 20 minutes back.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1238 of the BFO for Thirsty, the 25th of October, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show, y'all. I'm going to tell you about Big Fatty playing with his pernundle. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar. And y'all have got the big announcement also, yes? Yeah, Gussie, y'all. I'm so kerfuffled that I don't even have a nickname for you today, y'all. I guess maybe we're all I don't know. What are we? We're short timers, cause y'all, that's what we got left before Crema, y'all. It is just two. I say chew. Months until Crema Day. Y'all, I cannot. You know, I have made the statement to the Vons, yo, that the older we get, and especially with our parents, we spend a lot of time with our foot on the brake trying to slow life down. And y'all, I'm telling you, and I know some of you can relate, but y'all, the old saying of the older you get, the faster time flies, y'all, it is exactly right. I cannot believe it. And y'all, speaking of time flying, let me just say, it's time for the big announcement. Big Fatty, are you going to have some sort of timpani or something? Well, I guess so. Yes! Dear Gussie, everyone, the time has come for the big announcement! Y'all, I felt like Donald Trump just then. Big Fatty, please! But y'all, the big announcement is, now there's some ifs out there, okay? But I feel fairly confident based on Big Farty's history. Y'all, that if I... y'all, I'm cool in the brain. Straight Bob reminded me that I hadn't used the term cool in the brain in a while. But y'all, that's what happens when you yawn. You're cool in the brain. Cool in the brain. Cool in the brain. And y'all, you have to remind me of this shit because I don't remember shit. You know that. But anyway, y'all. Y'all, that is the last of the homemade chicken nuggets. And I've got some. Italian Mussolini spaghetti that I'm going to have when I finish recording a little show. But anyway, y'all, if I record 5 little shows a week plus the show during the halftime of the big game. Oh, yeah, I got to see the big game in February. Then, y'all, 1 year from today, it'll be the 25th of October, 2013, y'all. And this is assuming that the Mayans weren't right. But 1 year from today, we will be at the halfway point of the BFO. Big Fatty, it is the season of miracles. Praise hydrogen. And I know somebody who wrote you a review will be very happy. Anyway, y'all, so y'all, we're almost to the halfway point, and y'all, then, it's all downhill from there. Big Fatty, it hadn't been very uphill to this point. But anyway, so, y'all, just mark it on your calendar. It's something to look forward to, I guess. Now, Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, mark it on your calendar. It's some Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those stinky orangutans. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. They love an iTunes review. And, y'all, I swear all they do is and y'all, that Joey Bukkake's the same way. Y'all, they are constantly monitoring. Oh, we've moved up one place. Oh, we've added your butter stand. We now have 106 countries we're heard. You know, there's probably not. We weren't heard in 106 countries. Is somebody in 106 countries accidentally clicked on you? Baby, you got that right. But anyway, y'all, I can't remember they are constantly begging for those iTunes reviews and checking it. Oh, we got a new iTunes. Y'all, I can't tell you the last time. I can't tell you the last time. Well, I can tell you, but I don't know when it was. The last time I even went into iTunes to look at the podcast and all, that's when I noticed that the artwork was, you know, a few months back, the artwork just finally started reappearing for the BFO. So, y'all, it may be gone again by now. But, y'all, I thought I'd just go over there today and just see. We don't want to go. Yeah, the iTunes store is where we want to go. And we're going to go to Little Shows. Big Fatty, this is as interesting as watching paint dry. And, y'all, we want to go to Society and Culture. Yes. Then we're going to scroll down to the bottom because that's where they stick Big Fatty and click on those personal journals. Yes. And then what's hot, Big Fatty? All right, y'all, let's check on see what's hot. Okay, and we're going to check on see all. And let's just scroll down and see if Big Fatty's even on there. Big Fatty, I don't see you. I don't see your big old yellow block. It's not there. It's just not there. Oh, there it is. It's right below the stinky orangutans. Big Fatty, you can say that again. It's right below the stinky. Big Fatty. But, y'all, you know, clearly, if you beg for people to leave you an iTunes review, you get 5 spaces above someone who doesn't even go to iTunes every 5 months. Big Fatty. And then I'm going to go over here and see the reviews. Let's just, where are the damn reviews? How do I get to those? Y'all, I'm 4.5 stars. Let's just see. Most recent, maybe we got a crappy one here recently. Ruin Mr. Jackal sent me something. Should I report a concern? No, Big Fatty. Best gassy podcast ever. That is from Gravitas. I don't know that. Maybe that's the Gravitas' grandmother. I love Big Fatty. R.T. Martin, R.C. Martinez. Skylin Pratt, wonderful to funny. Dear Gussie from that George in Atlanta.
Y'all, and that one was back in June. So, y'all, let's see. The most recent one was when? Let's just look here. Mr. Jackal, October the 5th. Big Fanny, that's this month. So, y'all, you know. Okay, great. All right. So, Big Fanny, you're just nattering. Y'all, let's see. What? Oh, y'all, I took the Ford Escape. To get the oil changed and to get that leak taken care of, y'all, they had to the body shop, which sounds, y'all, it sounds very vulgar. They handle all leaks. Big Freddy, how about the one in your underpants? But anyway, y'all, speaking of leaking in my underpants, y'all, have you been over there to that Kim Beaver's Lodge? Y'all, I almost said on yesterday's little show, y'all, how much I missed the lodge because there hadn't been anything over there at the lodge. And y'all, sure enough, there was a post at the lodge. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go over here and head over there to, y'all, you should go over there. You know, you can get to it by going over to the BFO and clicking on Kim Beaver's new lodge. And y'all, there was a post over there, and y'all, it was a picture over there, y'all, and it's just as cute as a button. It's as cute as a button, and y'all, you'll probably TT in your pants when you see it. But y'all, it is that here comes Honey Poo Poo, and y'all, Big Fatty is on there, and Big Fatty is evidently Honey Poo Poo. Yes, Big Fatty, it's vulgar. So y'all, and y'all, that's there you go. So y'all go over there and look at Honey Poo Poo. Hey, Fanny, please, do we have to? So, anyway, but Miss Beaver, thank you so much for thinking of Honey Poo Poo. But what was I saying before that, y'all? I was saying, the body shop handles the leaks, and y'all, they had to order some sort of mechanical, it was a seal. I don't think it was that kind of seal. However, when I go back out there, because y'all, they were out of the seals. Y'all, if I go back out there and I see a finned animal, a sea creature with a balancing a ball on its nose, then y'all, I'll know I'm in the right place. Big Fatty, you're just silly. You're just silly. And but y'all got over there, and they had a loaner car for Big Fatty. Y'all, I am a VIP. VIP or VIPP. Big Fatty, I hope you didn't, y'all. And it was a Mazda minivan. Y'all, I felt like a soccer mom. It was a 2009 vehicle, and y'all, it was horrible. It was just horrible. But y'all, they were finished. They were finished with everything. I took it in about 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and by 11:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all, they had called, Big Freddy, come get it. And y'all, they had washed the outside of it and everything, but y'all, they did not whack them. They did not whack them the inside, and I was a little disappointed in that, but that's okay. But y'all, I've got the paperwork here, and I thought I'd just look at it, because y'all, I'm just looking at what, what they did and everything, and y'all, let's just see here. Okay. Big Freddy, oh, Big Freddy, you got an e-letter. Y'all, there's a warranty information here. Customer states intermittently there will be water leaking in the back glass, Big Freddy. Y'all, y'all, they've got this real fancy. Y'all, do you ever know what a dashboard is? You know, that measures the progress of different things, and it's green or yellow or red. Y'all, well, this piece of paper looks like a green, yellow, or red. And y'all, got the tires rotated. And the oil changed, and they changed the filter, and they did the works, they call it. And y'all, then they refilled my oil. They checked the oil, and y'all, they refilled the dishwasher fluid. Not the dishwasher, the windshield washer fluid. Y'all, the battery was okay. The wipe test. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about the wipe test. Big Freddy, you do that every morning with the toilet paper. Well, you just wipe and you test it out to see if... Never mind. Y'all, then they just did everything. Let's just see here. They checked the tires and they reset the tires to the factory recommended PSI. Y'all, I don't know what that means. Y'all, they checked the depth of my tire tread and everything. And y'all, it's just real fancy, and anyway, and all the systems just checked out. So y'all, I'm real pleased with that. Y'all, they gave me a little survey, you know, it's a 3-question survey, and it says, "Do you have any unresolved concerns from your visit? Was your vehicle fixed properly and on time? And will you recommend us and our service department to your family and friends?" And so, y'all, I'll fill that out. But, y'all, I'm going to keep that in my folder. Y'all, speaking of things, y'all, I was thinking this morning, I hadn't gotten my tax bill for the car. Because, you know, you have to pay your personal, in South Kakalaki, you pay personal property taxes on your vehicles. And, y'all, since this is a new car, I thought, oh, dear Gussie, how much is it going to be? Oh, dear Gussie. And, you know, you have to pay that. And, y'all, it includes things for the county government operations and the school board and the parks and recreation and the technical college and the drainage improvement projects in town and all that kind of stuff. And it's based on the value of your car. And it was quite frankly, it was much less than I expected it to be. Y'all, it was $368.64. Now that may sound like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money. But y'all, I was expecting $500 or $600. So needless to say, I am very very pleased with the outcome of that. Y'all, the fire starts here later today. And y'all, this is my theory, and y'all, I'm gonna reveal it right now. My theory is that Granny decided, and did I tell y'all this already? I don't remember. Granny decided to go off the carb awareness program so he could go to the fair and eat a corn dog or all that elephant ear and all that fried dough stuff and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, you know, Oh, dear, I see y'all, a couple of years ago when Larry Klein and I tried to go and we couldn't. Y'all is mad as a snake, couldn't even get to the damn fair, and the traffic was so bad. Y'all, I swore then I'll never go again, and y'all, I'm keeping to my promise, so y'all, I will not be going to the fair this year. But y'all, it all starts later today. I think the gates open at noontime, and so anyway... y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I was gonna talk about the quiz programs and the coupon, but y'all, it looks like I'm gonna have to wait till tomorrow. James LeRoy, how do you think today's little show went, huh?
I want my 20 minutes back.
You and your uncut soul can have your 20 minutes back.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.